So my guest at this time is the current Southern Heavyweight Champion, Charles Zanders. Charles, welcome to the show.
Hey, how's it going?
All right, so my first question is about something that happened 2 weeks ago at RCCW Last Stop. In your match against current world's champion, Savin Roberts, a lot of people, and myself included, said that you lasted longer against him than Tramer. What was your strategy to say about taking on the big man?
With bigger men, you have to just stick and move. You have to assume that they're going to try to stand still, and you just have to outsmart and outmaneuver them pretty quickly.
Wow. Yeah, because I noticed you were exactly doing what Tramer was doing, just throwing everything at the wall. But then, eventually, you got him weakened, and you know, I think it was really good. And that Codebreaker 450 combo, I thought that was going to take him down. Didn't you think?
When I hit it originally, yes, I knew that it was going to have to. And it's one of those things that if you could get him reeling, like if you can knock him backwards one time, once you get him moving, you could start moving a bigger man around once you get him. But it's getting that. It's slowly chopping the wood. That's what I was always told.
Right, yeah. All right, so my next question is, what was your earliest experience with wrestling? Mine, for example, was just like channel surfing one day, and I saw it, and I was like, oh, I might want to watch this. But for yours, I'd like to know what your earliest experience in wrestling was.
So my parents weren't really big on me watching wrestling, and so right. I would always I'd always sneak it around, and I would watch, my parents loved me watching basketball, I'd watch all sports, so I'd split between the Chicago Bulls game and WCW, and I would just, so whenever something would pop up and I'd hear my mother walking, and I'd have to flip it real quick, or else I would just not get to see it. So that was, and ever since then, it was one of those things where it was just, like it was taboo enough for me to want to do it.
Right, yeah. Yeah, I was about to ask you, were you WCW or WWF? But from what I've heard from a lot of people down here in the South, they were more WCW because that was their company model. They were more Southern-based, even though Bischoff tried to get away from the Southern market.
My biggest thing with that is whenever I was younger, it was easy to be a WCW guy. It was more accessible, and it was marketed really well. But whenever I got older, I started watching a better product, and WWF's just, if it was one of those things that if it was more accessible to me, and it was not as taboo, it wasn't, because WWF in that time really was heavy. Like, they were heavy-handed, they were trying really hard to beat WCW, right. So but looking back, it was great. I loved all of it. So it was right. Just, it was exposure, of course, with the WCW.
Yeah, exactly. So my next question is for something that happened more recently, more last year. I came across an episode of Ring of Honor where you wrestled against Marcus Cross. That match, of course, got thrown out when Jeff Cobb came in and attacked you both. What was it like wrestling for a major promotion? Because I know a lot of wrestlers aspire to wrestle in either WWE or Impact, but just for like Ring of Honor, what was it like wrestling in a major promotion?
It was a very, very humbling experience to see a lot of those guys. It was eye-opening because it allowed me to see myself that I could do it. It was something that is accessible, but at the same time, it showed my weaknesses really well because it showed how much better they were than me and what I had to do to be on their level. And I not only got to see it, I got to hear it firsthand. I got to talk to people like Christopher Daniels and stuff like that who are just unbelievably intelligent.
All right, yes. Yeah, I could tell in your match, I mean, you weren't struggling, but you weren't, like, not struggling.
Yeah.
But it looked really good to me. And has Ring of Honor done anything with you since? Have they contacted you since?
It was one of a really – it was an awkward scenario. I was actually a substitute whenever we – originally it wasn't supposed to be me. And so it's one of those things where you've got to really press, and even when you really press, sometimes it just doesn't get to you. And I left Ring of Honor, like, it was super humbling for me. I went into a whole, like, I went into a phase where I got away from wrestling for a couple of months after that, and it was something that helped me grow into especially who I am now, but it really put me in a direction where I'm a lot happier, and I think I'm doing a lot better at wrestling because of it.
Right, yes, I could tell, like, any match I've seen of yours, I can definitely tell you've gotten, I don't know how to put it, I guess, better than I guess you were, because I've seen some of your other matches on YouTube, but to be honest, I can't really tell the difference because wrestling is just wrestling to me, whether it's good or bad.
Yeah.
All right. So my next question is for you. Pick out any match, any career, any promotion you're in. Which one was your favorite to work, and which one was your least favorite to work?
Oh, man. I don't think I've ever had, like, I've always been a straightforward guy, and so least favorite never really falls in that category. I'm I really don't remember anything where I was just the whole way through. I've been upset with some matches. I've been really upset with the outcome, and right. But it's just part of it. It's if I ever get upset, well, there's my fault. I'm so sorry.
It's fine.
We'll cut all that. Hey, we can cut
it's,
that. In.
It's
Gee whiz.
Fine.
So, it was actually my alarm telling me to come find you. but it was just it's. One of those things where I just love wrestling. I love being in there, and it's something that you grow with. You grow with it every match. You grow.
Right.
You have a different kind of mindset. But my favorite, once again, my favorite, and I actually just, it was awful. I had a terrible match. I was super upset with the match, but I got to wrestle Jimmy Rave, and it was eye-opening. It was an eye-opening experience because he told me from the get-go, you better be ready because I'm coming at you. And I learned that after my ROH experience, you just have to go after him.
Right.
And so I was really fortunate. He took me. There's a lot of guys that I like say helped me a lot, like Joshua Haken and Wicked Nemesis, and all those guys have helped me a lot. And Sal Renaro, but Jimmy Rave just he let me see that a average dude that is just an average dude, like I'm an average guy. It showed me that if I worked hard enough and I practiced hard enough that I could be something extraordinary just out of my average ability.
Right. So do you think your match tonight at Wrestling Con with Shannon Moore, who's been pretty much everywhere, do you think that's going to top that, or do you think your experience with Jimmy Rave is going to just stay the same?
So with my matches, I generally look at it as every match is going to top the last match I had. I never like to compare matches because once I get bogged down in that, I get in a negative mindset. I get in a one-upsmanship that's not going to do anything for me. It's a live-by-the-moment kind of thing. It's a guaranteed I'm going to have a better match than I did last time. Am I looking to gain more out of it? Man, Shannon is a unbelievably intelligent dude, and he understands it. He's one of those guys that, like, he's just like Jimmy Rave. He gets it, and he gets it secondhand. It's like breathing to him, and it makes it easy, and it makes it the most nerve-wracking thing. It's gonna be nervous.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be nervous. So yeah, of course.
Right.
But I'm hoping it goes really well.
Right, and I think it will too, because I remember seeing Shannon wrestle last year in two matches, and I'd watched the WWE stuff, but I'd never seen him live. I'm thinking, okay, I like this guy.
Yeah, he's really. I'm nervous, but I'm excited.
Right. So my next question for you gets away from wrestling, but it somehow mentions it in a sense. If you weren't wrestling, or you weren't even exposed to it, what would you be doing?
I was gonna be a teacher. I was a soccer coach for a little while. I enjoy. I'm actually over the dojo now here at Rocket City, and I love it. It's
right.
It's something that's teaching that allows me to. It allows me to learn is by
right.
teaching. And I did soccer, so I was okay at that. But like, the first time I went in the wrestling ring, I knew this was what I wanted to do. I knew I enjoyed the crap out of it. So.
Right. So this question is a two-parter, but I'm just going to put it as one. One of them is which wrestler growing up was your favorite, and which wrestler now is your favorite. So growing up and favorite, and
okay.
Now favorite.
All right. So my growing up one, it was one of those things where, and like most people, it was the Hardys, the Dudleys, and Edge and Christian.
Right.
I could watch. I mean, of course, everyone watched everything they did, and it was amazing.
Right.
I oddly enjoyed Disco Inferno.
Yeah.
And I enjoyed, because I kind of fell in and out of it, but I really enjoyed Too Cool. Scotty Too Hotty was like,
yes.
And Bob Holly. I mean, it's
right,
just, it's just those guys that made the show really good. And like, it was one of those things where, and now, my favorite wrestler is me. It has to be.
Oh,
it has
obviously.
To be.
You gotta have that mindset.
Yeah, of course. But I mean, it has to be me. It's gonna be me. So it's me, 100%. There is no secondary exit.
Right. The next question is, and this is I've asked pretty much everyone I've interviewed: JL, Benjamin Carter, So this question is: which title belt, past and present, is your personal favorite? Past being like 80s through 90s.
Yeah.
Now being like, well, now.
Yeah. Of course, now it's a Southern Heavyweight title.
Right.
It's mine. I'm a very selfish kind of guy when it comes to this.
Well, I mean, you got to have that mindset.
Exactly. Somebody's got to enjoy me. But old school, I loved the ECW title. I thought that was so cool.
Right.
I really enjoyed... I love the spinner belt. The spinner belt was cool. So I'll go with the spinner belt. Even the spinner U.S. title belt. The spinner U.S. title belt was cool. I enjoyed that. That was real fun.
Yeah. I'm about to say, because a lot of people, a lot of wrestling traditionalists didn't like spinner belt just because it seemed like a toy. And it didn't look right on any other one but John Cena. But Triple H kind of had a better, good look with it. But, yeah. So my final question for you is, what goals do you want to achieve in wrestling? And which ones have you already achieved? So, you know, which ones have you achieved in your career, and which ones do you want to keep going and achieving?
Obviously, it's one of those things where once you get on the big lights, and once you're able to see your name with a logo behind somebody who has notoriety, like that you could put ROH guy. I mean, like, it was a really big moment for me. I was really excited about it. It made me want to do it more. And of course, I want to do that. I am super happy with where I'm at, but my aspirations are obviously, you know, to get television, to be able to travel more, to show that I'm as good as what I think I am.
Right. All right. Thank you so much for joining me. I've wanted to do this interview ever since I watched the match with Benjamin Carter, because you guys just had good chemistry in the ring. I mean, obviously, you had a match before I came and interviewed Carter, but even then, like even if I wouldn't have seen it, I think it was really good. Speaking of which, it's just kind of like a bonus question. What was it like wrestling with him? I mean, I know he obviously does more Southern shows than he does British shows, even though he's from over there across the pond. But what was it just like working with him?
That guy is a very meticulous person. He is he knows what he wants to do, and he's going to do it. And he's very ambidextrous at the same point. He's very capable of doing what, you know, he's open to ideas, but he's also very meticulous. He goes in, and that's training. That's having a good trainer. He had great from Brave and Black.
Yeah,
like, he did it like runs. Yeah, he did it. I mean, he went the right route, absolutely. And he's a meticulous person. And it blew my mind. I'm not from an area that's very meticulous. We're just kind of like, with seat of our pants kind of guys.
Right. So. Yeah. All right. So again, thank you for coming on. I love doing this. I hope you did too, because I just love doing interviews because it just shows off the person's personality and my personality as well. So thank you so much for joining me. I'm Duncan Walker from the Body Slam Radio, and keep on listening to the WrestleCon Super Show.